I've said you were ready to move to animation. Where's the script? This piece of crap in my hand is the storyline for your next porn masterpiece? You've got to be kidding me. This is being done to death. A triple-titted alien slut being used by a tentacle monster? The porn sites are already flooded with this basic shit. It's not going to blow your viewers away. I'm definitely not going to make their cocks blow. Well, sure, maybe once. Anything can make a dick come once. But you need a production that will rock their cocks to the core, force them to come back for more, and wait with their cocks in their hands at the ready for your next production. Yes, I know that AI and fantasy is what the producers are paying for, but even with the budget you have, you can do better than adding an extra tit. Porn watchers are more sophisticated now. They want the unexpected. They want more. They want shock value. Well, I don't know. Instead of diving into the deep end from the start with your leading lady being an alien captured by a tentacle monster, why do you switch gears a little? Make her an innocent from another planet. Maybe a harsh planet. And she wins an opportunity to visit the paradise planet. It's like Earth. Green and lush, and she's just in awe of it. So, for the opening scene... Actually, wait, who's your porn lead again? Not settled? Fuck, are you serious? Okay, well, who do you have in mind, at least? Oh, no fucking way. No, she's too aggressive. We need someone who looks sweet and innocent. Well, the porn version of sweet and innocent. Big doe eyes, sweet smiling cock-sucking lips, but stacked with a fat ass, too. Oh, yes. She's perfect. Then again, she's not that bright. Most of the amateurs aren't anyways. Besides, she won't need to talk too much if we go with what I'm thinking. Okay, so picture her. We put her in the porn version of a sweet summer dress. You know, skin tight around her tits, so her nipples are poking at the material. Although it's floral with flowy sleeves. But also, so short you can see all of her ass as the hem of it sways while she walks. Jesus. See, I haven't even gotten to the fucking yet, and your dicks are already at half-mast. Oh, it's fine. That's a good sign. So, she's walking in a lush green forest and comes to a big tree in a clearing. She stops to enjoy the outdoors, takes a seat at the base of the tree, looking up at the big blue sky, breathing in the fresh air, so different from her own planet. And of course, those big tits are heaving against the low-cut neckline. Her legs are outstretched in front of her, slightly parted. She gets sleepy as she leans back against the tree. Then we do a little bit of a time skip, and we see her moaning, kind of rocking her hips as she's still halfway between awake and asleep. The camera pans down between her legs, and we see that the grass between them has risen up over a big tree root. She's grinding down against the root, and it's gently pumping up and down. We see her wet panties. And, of course, she eventually comes and wakes herself up. For a moment, she thinks it's all a dream. Maybe she reaches down between her legs and We see her fingers come up all sticky, and then she licks them clean. She sighs and looks up at the sky again. And we see a leaf from one of the tree branches gently rubbing over her cleavage. She moans. Then we see a root from the tree sneak out from the ground. It's a very phallic, colored and shaped root. Phallic? That means penis-like. God, how do you even work in the porn industry? Anyways, the root starts sliding up along the inside of her calf and high up on her thigh. She's so relaxed. She just lets her legs spread wide. Then the tip of the root slides under her panties and loops around the waistband of them and rips them off. She gasps. Then the camera backs up a bit and we can see the full tree trunk. The bark is kind of formed to look like there's a face to the tree with a devilish smile. Well, that's what the AI budget is for, of course. Then the tip of the root begins sliding between her pussy slits. We can see it getting wet with her cum from earlier. She gasps and she tries to wriggle away, but a few other big tree roots rise up and start to wrap around her thighs, holding her in place, keeping her legs open as the other root starts tickling her clit, making her moan. She's lost between pleasure and fright, but the pleasure's taking over her. The face of the tree is near her ear, and we hear it whisper to her, "Beg for it. Beg." She's shaking her head, her eyes wide in surprise. But we can see her pussy dripping on the tip of that tree root. The leaves near her tits are now tree limbs with branches that form the shape of hands. They tug her dress down and grip her exposed tits, manhandling them and making her moan even more. Finally, as the root teases her pussy entrance over and over, she can't take it anymore. She whines, "Please fuck me," one of her only lines, which is good considering who we want for the part. Then the root pushes its way into her pussy, deep. With every inch, it just gets thicker and deeper. We can see her pussy opening up to take it, as she moans with her lips parted open. Another root snakes its way up her body. It's a thick one. Slides up between her tits, up her neck, and right into her gaping open mouth. She has no choice but to start blowing it and taking it deep. We can see it sliding right down her throat. Watch that fat root bulging in her throat as the throat fucks her. We see her go from innocent to sloppy root-sucking slut as she's face-fucked, titty-fucked, and pussy-fucked for the scene. Until we see the face of the tree contort and you know it's gonna come. Then you see the bark bulging and the veins and the thick roots pulsing, and simultaneously the roots release their thick, creamy sap deep in her pussy, making her stomach swell there so much and down her throat. But of course, it's too much for her to swallow, so sap spews out of the corner of her lips, down her neck and her tits. Then, all at once, the roots shrivel up and slink back down into the ground and She collapses, face down on the lush grass in front of her. We get a close-up of her sap-dripping cunt leaking out onto the grass. The viewers think she's done. Then the ground begins to tremble under her, and the main root, a thick, big, veiny monster of a root cock, thrusts up from the ground between her thighs. It slips past her pussy and slides right back between her ass cheeks. As soon as she feels it against her pucker, she tries to move, but more roots are now wrapped around her wrists and ankles, pinning her to the ground as she lays flat on her stomach, right at the base of the tree, spread open. Once again, the root teases her, just gently tickling that asshole, pre-cum sap dripping down over it, lubing it up. She's bucking and moaning, and the audience knows she wants it. Once again, we hear the tree say, "Beg for it." She doesn't even wait this time. She practically screams, "Put it in my ass," her only other line. That monster tree root plunges up her ass as she grunts and wriggles and moans, and is just anally fucked on the ground like a rag doll. And we see the root veins bulging and the creamy pre-cum sap coating the root dick as it slides out and then rams back in. It's gooey and sloppy, and her asshole's gaping around it. And of course, one more root slides into her mouth to keep her quiet, and another slinks its way up from the ground and slips back into her dripping wet pussy. And then all three of them pump her full of sap simultaneously again. We get to see her asshole opening up with each pulsing pump of cum out of that throbbing root. Then we see the tree roots finally slither back into the ground, and the face of the tree trunk fades back to regular bark. She's just lying face down, cum-coated, sloppy sap dripping out of her ass down her pussy slid, trying to catch her breath while it commander in uniform from that planet finds her and chuckles. "I see you like it here," he says. And she weakly raises her head to look up at him with her makeup wrecked, her cum-soaked face. She smiles. He reaches down to take her hand and says, "Well, you're in luck. We need more sap milkers on the planet. It seems like you were made for the job." She smiles, nods, takes his hand, and follows him towards a forest full of trees. And the audience sees dozens of fat roots being plunged up from the ground, ready to deposit more of their sap into her willing holes. "See? That's the way you do it. No predictable tentacles. We do roots instead. Similar, but even more effective. And not a triple-titted alien slut, but an innocent turned into a nasty, needy slut. All things the audience doesn't expect, but it's exactly what their cock wants." "Fuck, you're cum-soaked crotches are proof of that. So, I guess this means we're pitching my idea to the producers?" "Of course we are, gentlemen."